Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $5,200 thanks to Sherwin-Williams. Shop the Sherwin-Williams winter sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 17th through the 27th. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Catherine, you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck, Catherine. $5,200.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. All right, Catherine, he can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. He'll get the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, number one, Kylie Kelce said the pickup line she used on her husband, Jason, when they were both matched and swiped right on a dating app was, "I need life alert. I've fallen and I can't get up." He was unimpressed. What dating app was that?
Statue of Liberty.
Okay, number two. Carrie Underwood will perform America the Beautiful at Donald Trump's inauguration on Monday. What's the next line to the opening lyrics? Oh, beautiful for spacious skies.
Oh.
That's time. Number three. Happy 44th birthday to Pitbull. What is Pitbull, a.k.a. Mr. 305, a.k.a. Mr. Worldwide's real first name?
Jason.
Yep. Number four, TikTok employees are starting to get nervous about what's going to happen to their jobs if the ban goes into effect on Sunday. What is the name of the parent company that China must sell by Monday to avoid the shutdown?
TikTok.
Number five, the building owner of Carrie Bradshaw's Sex and the City apartment won approval to install an iron gate to prevent fans from going on their steps and vandalizing the property. What's the name of the Sex and the City spinoff on HBO Max?
No idea.
Catherine, I do have good news for you.
All right. Ew.
What?
Here's the good news, Catherine. Catherine did not get a single one right.
Ooh, that's
okay.
Not good,
now,
Catherine.
Here's the good news. The good news is that we have this new thing that we're launching called Zero to Hero.
Right.
When you get zero correct, and we have 5 people that have reached that status so far, we only have 1 other person. Then you will come back for your chance at redemption. So there's that. But chances of you getting $5,200 today, slim to none, Kevin.
All right. Yep. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Kylie Kelce said the pickup line she used on her husband, Jason, when they were both matched and swiped right on a dating app was, "I need life alert. I've fallen for you and I can't get up." He was unimpressed. What dating app was that?
Tinder.
Yes. Number two, Carrie Underwood will perform America the Beautiful at Donald Trump's inauguration on Monday. What's the next line to the opening lyrics? Oh, beautiful for spacious skies.
For amber waves of grain.
Correct.
For purple mountains. I mean, I could go.
Number three, happy 44th birthday to Pitbull. What is Pitbull, uh-oh, a.k.a. Mr. 305, a.k.a. Mr. Worldwide's real first name?
Armando.
Armando is correct.
Armando Perez.
Number four, TikTok employees are starting to get nervous about what's going to happen to their jobs if that ban goes into effect on Sunday, and they put out a staff memo saying, don't worry, but I would be worried. What is the name of the parent company that China must sell by Monday to avoid the shutdown?
I know this. Wyco? No, that's the other one.
No, ByteDance. And number five, the building owner of Carrie Bradshaw's Sex and the City apartment won approval to install an iron gate to prevent fans from going on their steps and vandalizing their property. What's the name of the Sex and the City spinoff on HBO Max?
Oh, gosh. I can't think of the name.
And just like that.
Yes, and just like that.
I'm sorry, Catherine. He beat you 3-0 today. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
Team Samantha.
It's Catherine, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $5,300 tomorrow, Anna.
She got me confused.